Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Good morning. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese on this Wednesday morning. Joining us right now is James O'Keefe. He is with Project Veritas, and they're the ones who do all of these undercover sting operations. And they have a new one out now with the New York Times. James, welcome to back to Mornings on the Mall. We're so glad to have you.
It's great to be with you.
I want to play a piece for you here, a piece of the audio regarding James Comey. This, to me, was the most fascinating part of this. It was just so weird and so bizarre. I want the audience to hear this.
Like, my voice is on every, my imprint's on every video we do.
And you're going to be helping with the Times, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
I will be objective.
Yeah.
That's why I'm there. The one thing that Jim Comey said, and I've met him, he's a great guy, actually.
How'd you meet Comey? Just, like, working in the campaign?
No. Godfather. No one at the Times has any idea that. I should have refused myself. I should have, but I'm not ever telling anybody there.
Yeah.
That I have time with that, or else I don't know if they can keep me on.
All right, so a little hard to hear. When you watch the video, you will see the subtitles. The male voice is Nicholas Dudich, identified as the Times audience strategy editor. The female voice was the woman with Project Veritas who was filming this. And what he says there, when she asks him, how do you know James Comey? He says, he's my godfather. Ugh. Now, you did a little more digging. James Comey his godfather?
We've been unable to corroborate that. He's either lying to cover up the truth, lying because later he denies it, or he's telling the truth and then he was lying about it. So either way, the guy's a total liar. Maybe he's under some type of psychosis. He does in fact work for the New York Times.
That much we do know. So
we do know that. And we do know that he's responsible for their video department. He's responsible for curating and for being the audience strategy editor for making sure these videos get seen at the New York Times.
And what we learned here from this video is what? From your sting operation?
Well, what we learned is a bunch of stuff. We learn a lot of politics. One of the things that people say about the New York Times is that they don't have an agenda, that people like me do, and that's what makes them special. They're the paper of record. But here we have an editor who basically says that he says, I'm not going to be objective. That's one of the great quotes from this video. He says, we're not objective. He's saying we need to target Trump's businesses. He says things about how he used to work for Antifa, that he has an agenda to hurt Trump, and he moves stories up to the top that are more damaging. And this ethical handbook in the New York Times clearly states that, quote, journalists have no place in the playing field of politics. They can't do anything that raises questions about the neutrality. So yesterday, the deputy managing editor of the New York Times responded. This is Clifford Levy, a very serious response to this video. He says that this guy, Nick Dudich, violated their ethics standards, and they are reviewing the situation. And we don't know whether that means they're going to fire him or whether they're disciplining him. But there's this is sort of a developing story.
You know, James, I was talking to my newsroom at the Daily Caller yesterday, and one of the questions that was outstanding to us was kind of the dynamics here between the relationship between your sting operator and Nicholas Dudich, because he's doing stuff that appears to be making up, like, things about his life. Like, the idea that James Comey, for instance, is his godfather, you haven't been able to corroborate it, but it sounds like a fantabulous lie. And then you've also got this idea that he said he had like a scar on his fist from punching Nazis or something he's telling her about. This sounds like a guy who's trying to pick up the woman he's talking to.
Yes, I don't want to speculate about what his motives are, but he says a lot of things he says are true, and you'll see. There's another video coming. We may drop it today, where there's a little more from him and more from others, and a lot of what he says is true. I mean, he is responsible for curating videos. He has there are certain videos we know that he has curated and edited and helped. His imprint is on them, so he's not exactly as low level as the New York Times would have you believe, but he says these things about Antifa and Comey in multiple meetings with multiple people over the course of multiple months. So again, he's either some type of sociopath who is a serial liar, and if that's the case, then what is the screening like at the New York Times? Where did they find this guy?
In this, were you able to derive larger lessons about the New York Times and their editorial direction, or did it seem to you that this guy might be freelancing in terms of his intent?
I think the sting operation as a whole did. And as you know, our MO is to drop one video at a time and to get people into a corner where they say, well, O'Keefe's a liar, this doesn't matter. And then we drop part two. Recall that last investigation, CNN was a guy in an elevator saying the Russia stuff is BS. And then we drop part two of Van Jones saying that the story's a nothing burger. So we're about to launch part two and then part three and then part four. But yes, in this particular video, he talks about how he slants the news. He says, I came from the Hillary Clinton campaign in stuff, is what he says. And then he says a lot of other things in here about how he moves things up to the front to slant the news.
All right, well, as is tradition, I'd like to ask you, what should we expect next? Can you give us a taste of that?
I'm either going to drop a video today or tomorrow. I'm my team and I are thinking about it right now. But I think that that after this next video, heads are going to roll if they haven't already. We've got one statement from the managing editor saying they're reviewing the situation, that they broke the ethics standards. The New York Times is the golden standard here, and we're going to show the culture of these people and what they really believe.
You know, one other thing that kind of went by the wayside here, I know we're focusing on the New York Times, but I thought it was so interesting when he was talking about Antifa and being a part of it. He alleges to your undercover reporter that he was part of Antifa because he was asked to infiltrate them by the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's some, we believe...
How hot was this girl? Let's be honest here. Are you dropping nuclear weapons on this guy? This is unbelievable.
We are sophisticated, but we didn't do anything improper. We didn't cross any line. There was never any touching or anything like that. Uh-huh. We undercover work is about building relationships and getting people to trust you so they could tell you the truth. And my favorite moment in the video, I think the best moment in the video, is when he says, I'm going to be objective, and he puts it in bunny ears, and then he leans in, and he goes, no, I'm not. And I think it's just showing people who these people are. Yeah. If he's a sociopath who's under a psychosis to make up elaborate lies to members of the public to brag about conflicts of interest, then why the heck does he work for the New York Times?
All right, James,
your life
is nothing if not interesting. Thank you, as usual, for joining us, and we'll check back in with you as this progresses.
Thank you.
All right, 844 here on WM.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.